Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Amirul Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an has said, du'a remains suspended between the earth and the sky and does not climb until you recite salat upon your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in this beautiful silsila of the blessings of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, in the last episode, I discussed about the blessings of dua. And inshallah azwajal, in this episode, I shall discuss about the blessings of Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah azwajal, we are blessed with great bounties in Ramadan. Amongst these bounties is the sunnah of the Taraweeh Salah. Words cannot express the greatness of the sunnah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, "The one who loved my sunnah loved me, and the one who loved me will be with me in heaven." But dear viewers, the Taraweeh Salah is a sunnatul muakkada. Reciting the whole Quran in the Taraweeh Salah is also sunnatul muakkada. Our Imam Azam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu ta'ala an, used to recite the Holy Quran 61 times in Ramadan, 30 during the day, 30 at night, and one during the Taraweeh Salah. For 45 years, he radiallahu ta'ala an, offered his Fajr Salah with the wudu he would make for his Isha Salah. According to a narration, Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala an, performed the Hajj 55 times in his life and recited the Holy Quran 7,000 times in the house in which he passed away. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an has stated, for 30 years Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala an recited the whole Quran in one rakat every night. The respected scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala have said that some of the awliya rahimahumullahu ta'ala used to recite the whole Quran twice a day, some four times a day, and some eight times a day. Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, Quddisa Sirruhu Rabbani, has stated in his Mizan al-Sharia that Sayyidi Ali Mursafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi used to recite the whole Quran 360,000 times in one day. According to a narration mentioned in Athar, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an used to start reciting the Holy Quran when placing his left foot in the stirrup of his horse and finished reciting it before placing his right foot in the other stirrup. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would order his mount to be saddled and he would recite the whole of the Holy Zabur before its saddle was tied. But dear viewers, a question may arise as to how it is possible for a person to recite the whole Quran and the whole Holy Zabur several times a day or within a few moments. The answer is quite simple and credible. It was a prophetic miracle of Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and saintly miracles of Islamic saints. Miracles are such actions which are impossible to occur in usual circumstances. Regretfully, most of the people don't pay ample attention to religious matters these days. The Holy Quran is not usually recited properly, even a single time in the Taraweeh Salah. The Holy Quran should be recited slowly. But these days, if the Imam recites it slowly, people refuse to offer Taraweeh with him. These days, people prefer such a Hafiz who finishes the Taraweeh Salah as quickly as possible. Remember, mispronouncing the Quranic letters is haram, irrespective of whether it is Taraweeh Salah or any other Salah. If a Hafiz misses even a single letter of the Holy Quran, the Sunnah of reciting the entire Quran will remain unfulfilled. Therefore, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, so recite it again properly without feeling shyness, and then proceed. It is also regrettable that these days there are many such huffaz who are unable to recite the Quran slowly. If they try to recite slowly, they forget words. It is a Madani suggestion for such huffaz not to feel ashamed at all in this matter. By Allah Almighty, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal will result in innumerable troubles. So rectify the recitation of the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end with the help of a Qari who teaches according to the rules of Tajweed. Reciting every mud and lean properly is necessary. Be careful about the rules of mud, ghunna, izhar and ikfa as well. The author of Bahari Shariat, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Allama Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated, one should recite the Holy Quran slowly in Fard Salah and at a medium pace in Taraweeh. Fast recitation in Nawafil of the night is permissible. However, words should be clearly understandable. In other words, the maddat should be pronounced with at least the minimum degree of length set by the Qurra. Otherwise, it is haram. Because we have been commanded to recite the Quran with tartil, in other words, slowly. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the fourth verse of Surah Muzzammil, part 29, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and recite the Quran slowly and thoughtfully. Elaborating the word tartil, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated with the reference of Kamalain ala hashiya jalalain. Recite the Holy Quran so slowly that the listener can count even the number of verses and words. Further in Fard Salah, recite the Holy Quran in such a way that each and every letter can separately be understood. As for Taraweeh Salah, recite it with medium pace, and in Nafil Salah at night, one can recite it quickly, provided that he could understand what he recites. According to Madarik al-Tanzeel, reciting the Quran slowly refers to reciting it calmly by separating each and every letter. Pausing wherever a pause is required and pronouncing each letter from its correct origin. The word tartilan in the verse lays stress, which means that it is necessary for the reciter to do this. In other words, recite slowly. Sincerity is necessary not only for the imams leading the Taraweeh Salahs and the committees that appoint them, but also for the people that offer Taraweeh. If a Hafiz recites the Holy Quran for praise, applause, fame, or for showing off his speed of recitation, he won't be rewarded at all. Instead, he will fall into the abyss of ostentation and desire for fame. Salaries for reciting the Holy Quran should be avoided. A fixed amount of money is not the only form of salary. It can be in some other forms, such as cloth or grain, etc. as well. If a Hafiz recites the Holy Quran in a particular masjid because he knows that the people will give him something for it, then whatever they give him will be considered salary, even though a formal agreement was not made. However, if a Hafiz makes it clear in advance with a good intention that he will not receive anything in exchange for the recitation of the Holy Quran, or the committee members of the masjid clearly state that they will not give him anything. But if they give him something later, so it does not harm, because it is stated in a hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Acts are dependent upon intentions. Once Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman was asked a question about paying money for reciting the Holy Quran and dhikr for the isali sawab of a deceased person. Answering the question, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali said, both paying and receiving money for reciting the Holy Quran and dhikr are haram. Both the giver and the taker are sinners. And how can they be able to send any reward to the deceased for committing a haram act? In fact, expecting a reward for committing a sin is a much more severe sin. If somebody wants to send reward in a permissible way, he should say, I hire you from such and such time to such and such time. I will make you do whatever I want during this period. The other should say, I accept. In this way, he will become an employee for that duration of time, and the employer can make him do whatever he wants. The employer should then say to his employee, recite the Holy Quran or the Kalima, or Salat al-Nabi, for so-and-so deceased person. This is a permissible way. In the light of the blessed fatwa issued by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, a permissible way of paying money to the Hafiz for leading the Taraweeh Salah can also be obtained. Masjid committees can hire a Hafiz with a fixed amount of salary to lead the Isha Salah during Ramadan. And then he can lead the Taraweeh Salah as well, because the Taraweeh Salah is considered a part of Isha in Ramadan. Another way is to appoint the Hafiz for 3 hours every day, example 8 p.m. to 11 p.m, on the condition that he must carry out whatever he is asked. The amount to be paid to him must also be fixed in advance. If the Hafiz agrees, he will become an employee. Now the employer, in other words the Masjid committee, can make him lead the Taraweeh Salah during those 3 hours. Remember, whether it is imamat, in other words leading the salahs, khitabat, in other words delivering speeches, uttering the adhan, or any other type of job that entails a salary, it is wajib to fix the amount in advance. Otherwise, both the employer and employee will be sinners. However, if the amount or price of something is already clear and definite, for example, a bus fare or fixed amount for loading and unloading each sack of grain, etc., in markets, it is not necessary to fix the amount or price in such cases. Remember, when a Hafiz or anyone else is going to be employed for any job, it is not permissible to say, we'll give you whatever is appropriate or will please you. Instead, it is mandatory to fix the salary. The employer should say, for example, we'll give you 12,000 rupees. Further, the approval of the Hafiz is also necessary for the appointment. If the appointment is made, the employer will have to give the Hafiz 12,000 rupees, whether the weekly donations of the masjid add up to that amount or not. The employer, the committee, can also give the Hafiz more than the agreed amount without the demand of the Hafiz Sahib. The Hafiz who cannot lead Taraweeh or cannot recite the Quran without money, or the Naat reciter who cannot recite Naat due to the same reason, should not commit unlawful acts because of hesitation. Acting upon the method formulated by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, they should earn lawful earnings. If they don't need the money, they should avoid earning it, even through the hila, the method prescribed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, because the actions performed selflessly have their own unique reward. A great trial is that when someone doesn't accept the money offered to him, people praise him for his selflessness a lot, and it becomes extremely difficult for him to avoid ostentation. How good it would be if such a person, the Hafiz, Naat reciter, etc., takes the money according to the previously mentioned method and then secretly gives it as a donation, without letting even his closest friend or even his family know about it. Otherwise, it will become very difficult for him to avoid showing off. The pleasure of worship lies in the fact that only the worshipper and his Rabb Azza wa Jal are aware of the worships. Whether the Holy Quran is recited once in the Taraweeh Salah, it is preferable to finish it on the 27th night. There should be a feeling of sadness and grief at the time of finishing the Quran. The thoughts of carelessness and inattention during reciting or listening to the Quran, mistakes during recitation, and lack of sincerity should sadden us and make us cry. Unfortunately, the speech of worldly personalities is listened to attentively, but the sacred words of the Creator of the universe, Azza wa Jal, are listened to inattentively. The feeling that only a few moments of Ramadan are left, and I don't know if I'll be alive to attain its blessings next year or not, should deeply sadden us. We all should feel ashamed of our carelessness and mistakes committed in Ramadan. If possible, we should weep, or at least wear a weeping look, as it is good to imitate the pious. If only a single drop of tear shed sincerely in the love of the Holy Quran or in the grief of the departure of Ramadan pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, then all those present at the time of finishing the Quran are expected to be forgiven due to the blessing of only that one sincere tear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to offer our Taraweeh Salah on a daily basis in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also enable us to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.